This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military planners back President Trump's call for to protect oil fields in Syria, both from the Islamic State terror group and other potential adversaries, and they're preparing to send more equipment to make that happen. A defense official said late Thursday the U.S. was working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria in coordination with the Syrian Democratic Force partners in Northeast. Officials said that the effort would include sending additional military assets to that particular region. The United Nations on Thursday said that almost 180,000 people have been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion in Syria. Ursula Mueller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council in New York that nearly 80,000 children are among those who fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
The United Nations remain deeply concerned about the prospects of further hostilities along the Turkish-Syrian border and the impact on civilians, including further displacements.
All sides have said that they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. The Trump administration has invited the foreign ministers of Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan to Washington to discuss a giant hydropower dam. The project on Ethiopia's Blue Nile is the focus of an escalating feud and over water resources. Egypt, which has long sought outside help to mediate the talks, has accepted the meeting scheduled to be held at Secretary Steve Mnuchin's office on November 6th. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of